The Golden State Warriors are your 2016-2017 NBA champs. Let's continue talking about the Warriors and what they will look like going forward. And can anybody really stop these guys? Because I think that's really the question. Is this going to be a long-term deal, a dynasty, or maybe something of a short-lived legacy? Zito Madu from SB Nation joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Zito, Matt Peralta, good evening. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. All right, so for a legacy perspective, I believe that a dynasty is three championships in 4 years. Would you agree?
Three championships in 4 years? Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay, so if the Warriors do that, does that, in your mind, preclude a conversation about LeBron James as the greatest player ever because a dynasty would have happened during his quote-unquote prime?
I don't think LeBron was ever going to touch that greatest player ever or just overtake Jordan for that just because of Jordan's record in the finals, right? Because LeBron has too many losses, and that's always going to be used against him in that discussion. It's just like, well, Jordan won six straight. You can't really debate that. So, but I think with this dynasty, this, like the article that I wrote was actually saying that this dynasty is a testament to LeBron's ability. Because what was it, the ESPN report that said after Game 7 of last year, Draymond Green went into the parking lot and called Durant. And even after Game 3, he told the reporters that he told Durant that this is what they needed him for, was the finals, which is literally, we needed you to help us beat LeBron James. So I think if you look at the fact that they went a 73-19 win and got the second best player in the league in order to overtake this one man and his team, that's a big testament to how good that guy is.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it. The Warriors are a super team in my mind. The Cavaliers are a super team in my mind. But LeBron James was asked that question. We talked to Eric Pincus, the guy who asked the question from Basketball Insiders during the first hour. But LeBron's answer got a lot of headlines. Do you think the Cavaliers and the Warriors can be classified as super teams?
Well, yeah, I think the Cavaliers are a super team. It's just that the Warriors took the whole concept of a super team to the extreme, right? And the piece that I wrote defending Durant was just saying that this is the logical conclusion when we have a culture that says that you must win a ring to be great, because the Warriors went 73-9 last year, and there was everybody from Scottie Pippen to, like, hordes of fans said that that didn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't have a ring, right? And then Durant went and did everything, became one of the best players in the league. And the constant question was the same, like, it doesn't matter what you do unless you get a ring. So a 73-19, and now the second best player, the team has enough space, and the player has enough, or is a free agent. And you've been telling both of them that their achievements don't matter unless they have a ring. So what's the easiest way to get a ring is for them to come together. So I think they, both of them are super teams, but the Warriors are like a mega team, right? They're, you don't go one game away from winning the NBA championship last year and then just add the second best player in the league. That's just insane.
No, I mean, you're singing my tunes. You know, I totally agree with you. I mean, the headline for your article was the Warriors are an embodiment of the NBA's twisted ring culture. I actually don't think it's just the NBA's twisted ring culture. It's sports' twisted ring culture. We demand championships from everybody. I mean, that's why people don't even put Dan Marino in the conversation for greatest quarterback of all time, because he only played in one Super Bowl. If today it's about winning, and I think Kevin Durant just listened to all of us, and that's why I didn't kill him at all for joining the Warriors. I think he did what he had to do for himself, and for to be considered one of the greatest of all times, he had to win a ring. And, well, he went and won a ring. And I don't know how in the world people are still trying to rip him or hate on him. Is that even surprising to you to see people even post-game last night hammering Durant?
Well, I think what people have realized, right, is like a little with the fable about the fisherman and the magical fish, where he finds the magical fish and his wife asks him to, you know, ask the fish for riches or whatever. And every time he goes and asks the fish for a wish, the fish grants it. And the wife keeps, like, asking for bigger, bigger things until at the end the fish just gets fed up and then just destroys everything he can do, right? So this was a version of that where it was like, we kept asking players, like, if you're going to be great, you have to do these things. You have to be, you have to pass these criteria that we've set. And the final criteria is like, well, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you become one of the best players in the league. It doesn't matter if you're historically just insane. If you don't have a ring, that doesn't matter. And it happened to LeBron James as well, right? That's the reason he left Cleveland in the first place. Was like, he took Cleveland to the finals. He was one of the best young players in the league. And everybody kept telling him, like, hey, it doesn't matter if you're just an insane player. If you don't have a championship, you might as well just be, you're going to be ridiculed about it for the rest of your life. So you can rip him. I think what people have realized is, like, once he did that, it skewed the competition so far for Golden State that a team with LeBron James is an underdog and almost got swept. So this is like, be careful what you wish for because you might get it. And people are now realizing what they wish for is not really what they wanted.
It's what I wanted. I mean, I'm still a big part of the ring culture. I'm a big proponent of you have to win championships. What we judge people on is their record in the finals in winning championships, because that's the ultimate goal in sports, is to win championships. And I have no problem with Kevin Durant listening to people like me and saying, okay, great, I'm going to give you what you want. And he gave us exactly, or gave me exactly what I wanted. I wanted Kevin Durant to win a championship, and he has. The question is, going forward, can anybody beat this team in 2017, 2018 in your mind? And if the answer is no, who has to be, what team has to be built and what could be built to stop them?
Well, I mean, if like the NBA starts letting the Avengers play, maybe somebody could beat them. But I don't know how you could possibly construct a team to challenge this team, right? Like, it's just, what the great thing about this Warriors team is that it took an absurd amount of luck for them to be where they're at, right? Because, like, they have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green on really, really good deals, especially Steph with, like, his ankle. And, like, Draymond, the fact that he was not supposed to be this good. So they had enough space to sign Kevin Durant. So it's one of those things where everything falls in place, right? It just takes an absurd amount of luck. So if you're trying to willingly construct it, it's going to be extremely difficult because you don't have the same, like, it's a lot of it is just luck. And I don't know who you could put on what team to deal with a team full of three of the best shooters in a league that can just walk up and transition and hit threes. And they're, like, also three of the best finishers in the league. So if you're trying to defend that, Kevin Durant is just going to dunk all over you. And then they have a player who could defend all five positions. Like, it's an insane team concept. Or if you could get like an upgraded version of the Bucks, because I know the Bucks are one of the teams that gave them actual problems just because of the length that they have. So if you could get like a super Bucks team, that will probably work.
Well, I think if you put the Greek Freak on the Celtics, that might work. Because the Celtics they're the only Eastern Conference team to win at Oracle the last 2 years. So put the Greek Freak on the Celtics and see what happens.
Find out if LeBron James wants to play for the Celtics too.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. One quick question on the Cavaliers roster. Do you think Kevin Love is a Cavalier next season?
Yeah, I think so, unfortunately. But he's always, like, it's weird because he's always a question mark. And it's not even just his offense, because his offense was good this finals or like this entire playoffs. It's the fact that so many times if the Warriors just wanted an easy bucket, they just put Kevin Love in the pick and roll or they just went at Kevin Love. It's just like he's a real big liability when it comes to playing the really, really elite team, because they will just go at him. So unless you could find a person who has the same amount of offense and like way better defense, I think he stays there. Or you could just always call Paul George or something.
Zito, great stuff. Appreciate the time tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
That is Zito Madu from SB Nation joining us here on Game Night with Matt Peralta. Always fun to talk basketball with him.